This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America, including down in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via that Westwood One XDS satellite, plus to all our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And everybody that's working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thank you very much for the job you're doing, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch .com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking about the Pensacola shooting and the aftermath there, and we also didn't quite finish what we were talking about. Now, my question is, we first of all are dealing with a base where there are no weapons allowed on the base. The only people with the weapons on that base were the shore patrol, because it's a Navy base, and the civilian DOD police. Now, we had Dan the Man call in and say that he'd been to that base a number of times, and he'd been through the back gate. And he said that he was never stopped any of the times he was there when he was going to that base. He just got the flag through, and in he went, and that was it.
Well, the base reopens today, by the way.
Okay, okay.
So we'll establish that. Now, the big question is, the Senator Scott, Ron DeSantis, and several others have talked about more vetting.
Right, right.
That sounds good. And, you know, I'll say, okay, yes, well, we need more vetting. But, you know, once these people are approved by their home country to come to the United States and participate in these programs, and I would say that, you know, pilot training is just one of the types of programs that we offer.
Right, because these guys we're talking about, I don't believe, were pilots.
Well, the shooter was he was trained to be a navigator,
not a pilot. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But here's something that needs to be necessarily understood. Their home country vets them. They give the information to us. It goes to the State Department. The State Department has the Department of Homeland Security do a cursory to make sure that you know, the normal procedures for vetting here in the United States are done, and then they're given the visa, and then that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, from the time that these people are approved and they're here for a two-year program or a one-year program, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
several things can happen after they get here. And that is really the assertion that's going on with this particular shooter right now,
mm-hmm.
is that he at one point had gone back to Saudi Arabia, you know, for a vacation or whatever, which I think is probably a normal procedure thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Saudis are saying that he was radicalized then. And another time that he and a group of his buddies just recently had gone to New York on some kind of sightseeing thing.
Right.
Well, you know, those are the kinds of things that we need to watch and challenge with an investigation very carefully, and I think that's what the FBI is doing now, to see what it was that they did when they were in New York and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody's talking about terminating the program. Well, we can't do that. One reason, and this is an interesting thing when it comes to Saudi Arabia, one is that they have bought an awful lot of our military equipment, including our fighter jets.
Mm-hmm.
And we need them to do the fighting instead of us always doing the fighting. And Saudi Arabia is paying for this. We also have a base in Saudi Arabia, so I would say maybe in some cases that we ought to be doing some more of the training there instead of here.
Totally agree.
But it's very hard to make some of these exceptions because we've got other countries, come here for the same reason. You got the, Emiratis. We haven't had any of those kind of issues. So it's a very delicate situation, and political correctness and policy and diplomacy always throw sand in the gears. So I certainly need to say that. Now, a lot of Democrats are very angry with Trump already because of the relationship that's somewhat been reestablished between the United States and Saudi Arabia under Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened is that, you know, some knucklehead within the kingdom ordered the killing of Khashoggi.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Democrats are really upset about that one. It wasn't too long ago that we just sent a whole pile of troops over there because of Iran.
Yep.
To Saudi Arabia.
And they want more.
And now we're getting ready to, the first it was going to be 14,000, then it went down to 7,000, and now it looks like it might be 2,000 that are going to Saudi Arabia. So the question then is, if they're so radical and militant against, all American culture, why do we want to send anybody? So but you see how confusing all of this gets?
Of course.
So Trump has, this is complicated things certainly for Trump. Obviously, it's complicated things and made things awful for the families and those that are wounded and those that have died. I mean, I can't even imagine those kinds of losses.
Alright, hold that.
Lots of moving parts.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the IG report, which is coming out today, and there's a lot of thought about what it could be about and who it could be about, and we'll get into that. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And what do 350,000 plus responsibly armed Americans all have in common? Well, they all belong to the USCCA because they know that the first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting could be the first phone call you make to that attorney that's going to represent you, or whatever you have to do to defend yourself to save your life. They know that the legal system does not always get it right. The first person standing, the last person standing, is going to be the first person they're going to be looking at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either. Now, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the bright red, white, and blue USCCA logo on the right side tab. And check them out. The first thing you're going to see logged down there, drop down, is a window that says, do you want to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway? Well, of course you do, because every day the gun changes at midnight, and sometimes there's two guns, not one gun. But sign up for that, and then take a look at becoming a member and what that does for you, the advantage it would give to you, because not only will you get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine with more discounts in it every month when you get it, but it also gives you the peace of mind, safety, training, and visibility that you are an experienced and well-trained gun owner. So, there you go. The Captain's America Third Watch.com, the USCCA logo right side of the tab there, and welcome aboard should you become a member of the USCCA. All right. Joining us again is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham.
Before you get into that.
Yep.
Let me just make a fast announcement.
Mm-hmm.
There was a volcano blast in New Zealand.
Yep.
Five are dead, and many, many, many are missing. The ash and stream of the volcano went as much as 12,000 feet in the air. So I just want to...
Yeah, that was, when I came on the air, that just didn't sound like much of anything, that one American was missing, and that's the way they had it reported. But I guess now we got a different situation, and that's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, well, Senator Lindsey Graham has come out and said that the David Horowitz IG report is going to be damning. His words, not mine. He said that even though he's not yet seen a copy of the report, he believes that the system is off the rails and you're going to see members of the Department of Justice and FBI who took the law into their own hands who are now going to be held accountable because, in his words, we will see indictments.
I'm sure he's had somewhat of a brief on the IG report because it comes out today and then the hearing, he's hosting a hearing with Horowitz on Wednesday. So I think there will certainly be some, red flags in this thing. I've read many Inspector General's reports, including previous ones written by Horowitz, and all of them are really very too nice. I don't care who writes them. I don't care who does them. But, I mean, they're really too nice. Now, Inspector General's reports really just tell you what the issue is, tell you why it's an issue, tell you what failed, tell you what they got right, and then they make recommendations. That's mm-hmm. how they're designed. But for the sake of the listeners, when the report comes out today, I think it's a very long one too, by the way, mm-hmm. it will need to be compared to the Horowitz report that came out last year on Andrew McCabe and the conduct going into the 2016 presidential election.
Okay.
So it would take, if the listeners really want to do some work here to understand the peace parts and what will happen when this goes over to the Department of Justice, which it already is there, but mm-hmm. for what work they will do as a result of the report, you almost have to compare the two and put them, you know, layer them together and intertwine them. But now this part is really the FISA abuse, so I think you're going to see Horowitz is going to say, these are the failures on the FBI side, but these are the failures, too, on the FISA court side, and they'll make recommendations on the procedures for what the judges on the FISA court do. Because remember, there was one FISA document that got renewed, what was it, three times? So there was really four of them?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that how it was?
That's right. You're right.
So... they're probably gonna blame most of it on, the FBI, but I think they're gonna put some blame on the FISA judges because I don't think that they are asking for, the evidence. I don't think they're asking some hard enough questions. And so he'll make recommendations on changing that whole thing up. Now, some of, talked about getting rid of the FISA court altogether. I don't think we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it'll probably be some very dry reading because I mean the reports are kind of stupid to read.
Okay,
they're designed.
We have a question. We have a question from Charlie the Steel Hauler coming down from Pittsburgh to Miami. He says, Captain, you're your treetop tall here in West Virginia on the West Virginia Highway. Turnpike. Sorry. He's saying, Captain, will there be criminal referrals?
There likely could be. We don't know who the criminal referrals will come from. I don't think they'll come from.
Do you want to guess?
Horowitz. I think they would come from members of the Senate. Okay. On Lindsey Graham's committee. That's okay. Where I think they would.
Now, will that be after they meet with Horowitz then?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And that's going to be a public open door meeting, correct?
The Lindsey Graham hearing?
Yeah, I haven't seen whether it's going to be open door or not.
I haven't either. That's actually a very good question.
Yeah, we need to find that out.
I don't know. That's actually, I didn't even think of that one. I think it is an open hearing, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, it kind of sounds like it with all the different descriptions that are going on.
It does.
Yeah, because, let's see here. The senator said we've not yet seen a copy of the report, which is expected to be released on Monday, but expects that we will see. They ignored strong signals that Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier, was biased against President Donald Trump. They then withheld information from the court about how the dossier was created to begin with.
Correct. So, again, I mean, there's going to be some hard questions here, but, you know, Horowitz doesn't have a subpoena power. He doesn't have arrest power. He doesn't have grand jury power. He has none of that. He is really kind of the investigator, mm-hmm. You know, like he builds a case and then just hands it off and says, you guys do what you want to do with it. That's mm-hmm. really what he does. It'll be interesting to see how he could be actually interviewed, too. Because I don't think, out of all of this, I don't think he ever interviewed Carter Page.
No. And on top of everything else, we've got this Devin Nunes versus Adam Schiff thing that's coming down to the fact to where...
I read the letter.
Yeah.
I read Nunes' letter that came out last night.
Yeah, isn't that something? I mean, these guys... And by the way, Nunes says, hey, Adam, you got the wrong phone number.
Well, I think the phone number was right, but the phone number is like a general phone number. so... Yeah, that one was kind of interesting.
Well, I don't know where that's going to go, but we keep hearing lawsuit.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we're all sitting out here hopeful, mm-hmm. and we take certain words and we kind of twist them in our minds, and I'm kind of guilty of the same thing because we want to hear what we want to hear. We want a lot of people arrested and punished, and they're willing to be have a consequence, and there never seems to be a consequence. So... I would just say approach this one without emotions, mm-hmm. set your emotions aside, and approach it clinically and see where things go from there. This may be a very different situation between this and the Dunham report because we have a very different attorney general heading up the Department of Justice.
Now, we also have something else going on here, and it's called the Rules of Impeachment. And Attorney Alan Dershowitz has said the Congress, the Democrats in Congress, have violated the rules of impeachment, number one. And number two, anything they do is going to be questionable. And number three, he believes it's all unconstitutional.
I saw the interview last night. He mm-hmm. makes a very good case, something that he has studied for a very long time. So he certainly made his case in a big way. So it'll be interesting.
Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, after the IG reports come out. That ought to be interesting.
Yes, sir.
See you then. All right, Denise yep. Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out over there and find out what she's all about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Friday's shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola was captured by cameras carried by associates of the Saudi aviation student who opened fire.
Some were detained, friends of his that were also on that base, as I understand it, and I also was told that some one or two were filming it. What's unclear is, were they filming it before it began, or was it something where they picked up their phones and filmed it once they saw it unfolding?
Esper on Fox News Sunday. The FBI says the shooter acted alone. On Fox News Sindi Futures, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham wants to pull the plug on the program that put the shooter in the classroom where three people died.
We need to suspend the Saudi program until we find out what happened here. I like the idea of training foreign pilots, understanding how the American system works. I like allies. Saudi Arabia is an ally, but there's something really bad here.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our next military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where in 14 short months you can be well on your way to a rock-solid career as an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more on that coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you. One in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay. Check them out online by going to naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always ask to take the tour. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, we have some breaking news coming out of my backyard here, Tampa, Florida. A Tampa police officer has been injured during a burglary investigation. It happened at 0140 hours this morning. The location was 1717 50th Street North. This was at an Advanced Auto Parts store where Tampa police officers responded to an alarm call. And upon arrival at the business, the initial responding officer was confronted by a single suspect. The suspect, who was in the process of committing a burglary at the business, approached and struck the officer on the head with a pair of pliers. The suspect then fled and was taken into custody by additional responding officers shortly thereafter. The officer who was attacked by the suspect was transported to the hospital for treatment. The investigation is ongoing. Additional details will be released as they become known, and you can hear that here in our local affiliate, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa. So our thoughts and prayers go out to that police officer and to the brothers in blue that are out there. That's a terrible job, but a very dangerous job you have to do. And we're behind you here on this program, so we stand behind our officers in blue. Make no mistake about it. All right. The latest coming out of Pensacola, the Navy base, are details are really starting to reveal a mess of sorts that may have been, information may have been withheld because of the information we're picking up. Now, this Saudi Arabian group and this particular individual, this second lieutenant, was staying in the same barracks that the American forces stay in while they're there at Pensacola. So, with all the people that were around this cat, you would have thought somebody would have seen or known something. But probably because of the political correctness, because they've all been warned, be on your best behavior, this, that, and the other. Now, this is me speculating. Okay, this is me speculating. Probably because of all of that, some people may have kept quiet as to something that may have been stirring for several months or weeks or whatever. Now, that being said, we have an individual, the shooter, who's dead, who was killed by the responding Escambia County deputies, both of whom got wounded in the process. It was a handgun that did the damage, a 9mm Glock. And when you start to hear the rhetoric about, well, gun control, this base had gun control. There were no weapons allowed on base. The only people who could have had a weapon on that base were members of the Shore Patrol, which is the Navy's version of military police, or the civilian Department of Defense guards at the main gate. Now, the other problem is, when this happened, the Shore Patrol was nowhere near the scene. They were all the way across the other side of where the gate, where this incident happened. And as a result, the first two officers that responded were from the Sheriff's Department, and they got there quickly. They were the first ones there. So they were the ones who actually engaged the shooter, not the civilian Department of Defense employees who were proceeding in a base lockdown about the time that this all happened, along with the Shore Patrol. But that's how this all happened to go around. Now, do procedures need to be changed on this particular base? Hell yeah. Does there need to be some sort of investigation open up as to how this individual, who, by the way, was vetted by the Saudis, approved and put on a list to be sent over here for his training? Now, this individual was not a pilot. Turns out he was a navigator, training to be a navigator. And, come to find out, 10 of his group have been held in quarters for questioning to find out what they knew about all this. And, on top of that, just a few weeks ago, two or three of them took a little trip up to New York City for what reason, we don't know. But, of course, nobody has to tell anybody. New York City is a bastion of of a hotbed of terrorist mosques that are situated around New York. We all know about that. And we also know that at least two, and maybe three of the individuals in his unit, the Saudi unit, took video of this guy on his shooting rampage. Now, what the hell is going on here? And then again, the FBI says, well, this is possibly a terrorist incident. We're investigating. Is it possibly being a... Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Folks, they walk amongst us. This particular base was a soft target. This guy knew it. He managed to get a gun, snuck it onto the base, which apparently wasn't very hard to do from what we heard of somebody who was a frequent... We had a call earlier from a frequent visitor to the base who went in and out of one of the gates at the base all the time, was never stopped, was just waved through, and guess what? That's how easy it was there. Will it be that way tomorrow or today when they open up again? Nope. Bet it won't. I bet it won't. So there you go. But we need to adapt, improvise, and overcome to the conditions around us when it comes to situations like this, because this is not going to go away. This is not going to go away. There's going to be more. And, oh, by the way, do we need to cancel this type of program? And maybe, as Denise and I said in the last segment, have it in the country that they came from, where they have a very large base in Saudi Arabia? To that, I say absolutely. If we can train them there versus training them here, then that's what we should do at a place and time of our choosing. But not be forced to take them because of political correctness, because they want to come to the United States and learn on one of our bases. I'm sorry. And Catwoman and Road Dog are saying, trust none. Well, yeah, trust no one but yourself, Catwoman and Road Dog. That's the rule of thumb we had. Trust nobody but yourself when it comes to a situation like that. When you're talking about, life and death, our life, our death. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Now, hell yeah, you're right, Catwoman, you're right. Hell yeah from Catwoman. And good morning, Sunshine. I'd like to hear what you have to say about this. Let me know what you think, because this is something that all of us need to get involved in, because if it takes... You know, our governor, what he said, Senator Scott, Senator Rubio, other people, congressmen and whatnot, Matt Gaetz, that have just torn into the lackadaisical attitude, apparently, that was going on. I mean, we got to do something different here. We really do. We have to secure our bases, both here and abroad. And when in doubt, don't let them in. When in doubt, don't let them in. Wouldn't be the first time. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more on the Monday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Chris Markowski from the Watchdog on Wall Street is brought to you by our very good friends down there at Mixon Farms and the Groveside Cafe. Because I'm telling you, the hidden gem of Bradenton is sitting right there inside Mixon Fruit Farms retail store, and it's called the Mixon Groveside Cafe. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday. You can go in there and get a great lunch, great brunch, or a great afternoon snack, whatever, because their sandwiches are to die for. Oh, they had some. When I was there last week, I had some clam chowder soup, Boston clam chowder. It was great. And they had some chili. Somebody ordered one of the salads, the big salads, while we were there. And I thought to myself, I said, my goodness, that's a meal in itself. And then on top of the salad, that same person ordered a Cuban. So they had plenty of food to eat. But anyway, great food served there. Try their great sandwiches. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's Mixon Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton. You can call ahead for your order if you want, 941-748-5829. And Mixon Fruit Farms is on the Florida tourist list of attractions. So when you come to Florida to visit, you're going to see them listed right there. You're going to have a great opportunity to find out what I mean. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, Chris, what are your thoughts based on what you're hearing went on down here at the Pensacola Navy base?
Well, I'm going to be honest, man. I got to get angry over stuff like this because it's just things that I don't understand. And I think, you know, we don't ask the right questions. Again, we were attacked by Saudis. I'm thinking to myself, if these were Iranians, we'd be at war right now. Why are we not putting sanctions on Saudi Arabia? Why are we not doing, you know, the various different things that we would do with other countries? And you know, you should give everybody pause out there. You know, when it comes to our foreign policy and what really drives our foreign policy is our business relationships with Saudi Arabia, that much more important where we're going to continue to allow Saudi citizens to terrorize the United States. Let's remember who was responsible for 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't Iranians. They were Saudis.
Well, hold it. There were 19 people with Saudi visas or whatever, but they weren't all Saudi. Some of those guys were from other countries, but go ahead.
Mostly Saudi Arabia,
as usual.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, Osama bin Laden's from where?
Oh, he's from Saudi Arabia, of course.
Very wealthy family. What happened after 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we, you know, pick up and leave, let all these guys leave the country, all these Saudi citizens, one particular in Sarasota family. Yep, they disappeared. It's again and again, we see this stuff happen, and we don't really seem to change our ways when it comes to Saudi Arabia. They're our supposed ally here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how come these guys weren't vetted?
Well, okay, good question, because Susie in Lakeland chimed in and said, definitely we need to do the vetting, not leave it up to a foreign power to do, which is exactly what Saudi Arabia did. They went, okay, we got these students, we checked them all out, they're all okay, we give them to you, you checked them out, and they were rubber stamped, and boom, here they are.
But, Matt, this is the problem.
That's
okay?
Right. I know
the guy
that.
The guy in charge of Saudi Arabia just chopped up one of his own citizens
mm-hmm.
at a Turkish embassy. And we're going to listen to what they're saying in regard. I mean, is that the slightest bit intelligent at all? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
and why do we have to train these guys over here in the first
place? Well, there you go. That's the point.
Our base. I mean, what are we training them out?
That's the point.
We're training them. Train them over there.
That's the point. That's right. That's the whole point. And I totally agree. We need to train them over there. Skip the step over here and let them stay over there. And under very rare circumstances. And by the way, if you're going to go on one of our military bases, maybe you ought to go through the top secret clearance that some guys have to, just to get on to some of the locations they got to get on to.
Yeah, because isn't it fascinating all the stuff they're finding out about these guys after the fact?
That's
again?
Right. The FBI is now learning things that they should have known to begin with.
But my point is, they're learning them now. But, you know, the same thing, you know, that was the head-scratcher after 9/11, too. They
mm-hmm.
knew exactly who these guys were, you know, hours afterward, had all this information on them. How much information did they have, and how much information did we just not even act on? That's
well,
what I want to know.
The one whistleblower, the female, I remember, after 9/11, sat on a bunch of stuff, and her superiors wouldn't pass it along to anybody.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about Senator Lindsey Graham. Obviously, the Horowitz IG report is going to be coming out today. Senator Lindsey Graham says he believes it's going to be damning. I'll use his words, not mine, for this. He says it will be damning and reveal a pattern of how evidence was manipulated to get a FISA warrant by officials in the Department of Justice and the FBI who took the law into their own hands.
I hope that's the case, but you know what I'm going to see happen. What I think we'll see happen is we'll see an Inspector General report that won't be black and white; it will be more gray, which will allow the various different news networks and pundits out there and chattering classes to twist it any way they want to. And that's what you run into. We don't get black and white; we get gray. And if Horowitz doesn't come down and actually make some actual conclusions in this thing, that's what's going to be. It's going to be left up in the air.
Well, that's
and
what Denise.
We'll have more chattering class boxes with Brady Bunch, 10 people on a screen arguing over nothing.
That's what Denise Simon had to say. However, she brought it in a little bit and said that there will be some references as to the wrongdoings that were made without actually pointing fingers and suggesting what should be done. That will be up to the Senate Judiciary Committee, who, by the way, again, using Lindsey Graham's words, not mine, we will see indictments because I'm looking to make sure that this never happens again. The only way to prevent it from happening again is people have to pay the price this time, so there will be no next time.
Yeah, I can understand not making a recommendation in regards to the sentencing or whatever it may be.
That's not his job.
Conclusions would be nice though. Not open ended things, and actual black and white conclusions would be great.
Well, we'll soon know because it's coming out in a matter of hours. And again, David Horowitz, the IG inspector, will actually be in front of Senator Lindsey Graham's committee on Wednesday.
It's going to be another circus. Isn't it amazing all the stuff that we've got to go through here and not get anything done as far as the American people are concerned? I know that this needs to obviously be taken care of, but, you take a look at what's going on in the country Friday, and, we've got a jobs market here in this country. Best I've ever had in my life. It's fantastic. It's an understatement. Just how good it is right now and how lucky we are here in this country to have this type of a situation where, you got unemployment at these levels and the ability for people to go out and find jobs and, the focus is elsewhere.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, when you got people like Democratic Congressman Al Green from Texas saying the president must be impeached so we can deal with slavery, what's that got to do with the price of apples?
So we deal with what?
Deal with slavery. Deal with slavery. I'm telling you, that's what he said. The guy's nuts. The guy is really nuts.
You mean deal with Libya? I mean,
no, slavery. I'm telling you, he said deal with slavery.
Slavery. Okay. Whatever he said.
All right. Well, what do you think about this Devin Nunes and Adam Schiff stuff going back and forth about the secret subpoena that Schiff says, oh, I never got a secret subpoena. I never spied on Adam Schiff. But yet, somebody did.
Listen, there's a warning back in 2010, and the right was all upset over, Edward Snowden and getting the information out about all the metadata collection and what the government was doing. And
I remember that.
At some point in time, I'm telling you right now, this information is going to be used against American citizens by people in power.
Yep.
And here we are, Adam Schiff, and it's probably not the first time it's been used. Now, this is why we have a Constitution. This is why the Patriot Act was an overreach and what they allowed the government to do and to spy on Americans. And now you get a government official, hey, I could do what I want. That's basically what Adam Schiff said yesterday. He said, I could basically do what I want. And that's how he's acting.
Well, Alan Dershowitz had something different to say about that. He said that so far what the Congressional Committee and Schiff have done is against the House rules, the House impeachment rules, and he predicts that even if they convict the president of impeachment, that if it were challenged, it would be held unconstitutional.
Yeah, that'd be the challenges in court cases and all this stuff. The problem is the government shouldn't be collecting this data in the first place.
Right.
You should. If you want to collect data on people and you want to, you get a warrant. It's how it's supposed to be. It shouldn't be this massive data collection by the federal government.
Right. I agree. All right. Here comes the music. We'll let you go, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say tomorrow after we hear what happens today.
Oh boy, it'll be interesting.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go there, check it out, find out a lot more that he has to offer, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.